Come to you from St. Louis. This is Joshua Skirtu and Angela Skirtu, who is a marriage and family therapist and an ASEX certified sex therapist. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Josh.
This is our show about sex, where we talk about
sex?
Cars.
No.
Oh, sex. Okay.
Oh, you had a better guess than me.
Yeah. So today we're talking a little bit about polyamorous relationships and their penetration into popular media. I saw a show the other day that had a commercial, mm-hmm. and then the commercial was for a fragrance called Gucci Guilty.
Okay.
And the hashtag was guilty, not guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, there was a couple who were kind of in the bedroom, and they were like trying on different clothes in front of the mirror and having, you know, an intimate moment. And at a certain point, you know, they had less clothes on and they were laying on the bed and rubbing each other. And then there was another woman there. So they were having a threesome, two
Ooh.
Women and one man. And it actually had Jared Leto, who recently played the Joker. In the most recent,
because that's really
Batman
relevant,
movie.
Of course.
Well, it is. He's a pretty big name for him to be in this show, this movie, or this commercial. Both of those words were wrong.
That's okay, but that's presenting poly, and so that's showing how it's coming up in the mainstream.
It showed a polyamorous relationship in a name brand, a big brand's commercial, and I've never seen that before. I don't know if it's ever happened. Normally, they avoid taboo topics. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think some commercials, they like to play on sex because sex is something that sells. Like,
sex
I don't know if
is.
You remember the Hardee's commercials where they'd have these really hot models eating their Hardee's burgers and then the burger
sure.
would, like, juice all over their bodies.
But the two girls weren't kissing
they
and there
weren't.
Wasn't a threesome going on. This is a little different.
It was a little different.
It was a polyamorous relationship or a fling. Who knows? But it
I just think our culture is notorious for using sex to try and inundate us with images and to buy their products. Like
sure.
Axe was all about that too, where they would just show sexy stuff and you're like, ooh, you better get this.
Sure.
And that one had like a lot of women like being attracted to a man because of the scent that he wore.
What show? What commercial?
Axe commercials.
Oh,
he
yeah.
would have like women, they were almost like falling over him.
Sure, but they weren't actually in bed having sex.
No,
and,
they
and
weren't.
And in this one, it was kind of subtle.
Uh-huh.
Like first they showed all three of them kind of spending time together and then they showed the man laying on the bed and the other woman was on his chest, laying on his chest, rubbing him.
Uh-huh.
And then you saw out of the frame, another woman's hand reaching in and rubbing the back of the other woman. So
ooh, sexy.
It was a very sexy scene.
It's like, ooh.
So why don't you explain to our listeners what polyamorous relationship is?
Well, I mean, it's really just that people are open to having relationships with other people that are non-monogamous. I mean, there are different like sects, so I think
different definitions.
There are different definitions.
Types.
There's like ethical non-monogamy. There's polyamory.
Well, what's that first one?
Ethical non-monogamy is more when people are open to having outside relationships, but I think
but it's
they're
just
not
sexual, not
it's more sexual,
not
relational.
Relationship.
Polyamorous people believe in loving as many you can have many loves, and some of them even go as far as so like they may divide it into primary relationship versus second relationships. But
sure.
I know some poly people who are really trying to have even loves.
Mm-hmm.
Like no anybody
they
can
love
can
everybody
be in a relationship, and we can have multiple people living in a same household. Like there's people trying
oh, that,
that
ain't
out.
Gonna well, I mean,
like,
that's people have
yeah.
done that for thousands of years. Humans have done this since the Bible times. They wrote about it in the actual Bible, how
it was
I think
like
it was,
polygamy.
Was it Noah or Moses? One of those guys had multiple wives and they had harems. They had
yeah,
these
that's
things.
True. Concubines have, and
yeah.
wives.
Right. These have been around for years.
And there are polyandrous couples too, where
What's
that's
that?
Two men with a woman. Which so it's not always males with a bunch of females, but you can have like and usually these are a little bit less common, but part of why it might happen is if in a very poor culture, it might be more effective for two brothers to take one wife together
because
they couldn't afford.
Because they can financially support
the
children
easier.
They can
financially support the situation. And I believe they are both having sex with that
you
woman.
You know what? I really didn't share well with my brothers when we were kids. And I don't think that sharing a wife would work out at all. They're not allowed to.
Well, because women are the ones who say no more often in our culture to sex than
right.
men. So I could imagine her saying, I'm not having sex with either of you.
Hold on. You know that's actually a cliche. Because the reality is that it's both. Sometimes
it is both.
Some
it
women,
is both. That's
it's more of the
true.
Situation. Like some relationships, it's the man who wants to have more sex.
That's
And some relationship, it's the woman who wants to have more sex. And it's I have to tell you, women are very sexual beings. People like to think, oh, no, they're pure and all that. But no, they still enjoy it.
I'm not saying they're more pure, but stereotypically,
stereotypes
it is more
are not always true.
It's more common, even in my practice. I mean, in my practice, it's more often the male bringing the female in because she's having a desire issue. But with that being said, I appreciate you breaking that stereotype because I have plenty of couples where the man is the lower desire partner. And because he is a male, he's almost stigmatized for
right.
it.
The man probably won't come in for it more often. That's probably
well,
why
they,
you see more
no,
women.
They come in sure, and it's a big deal and he feels like less of a man because men are supposed to feel that way.
It,
but the reality is everybody has their own desire levels. But so back to Polly. I know we got on a bunny trail, didn't we? Right?
I like bunnies. That was yours this time.
But so yeah, polyamorous couples, I mean, they can be defined in multiple ways. There are swingers. So like there are people who aren't necessarily poly, but they consider themselves swingers or in the kink community where they'll have play partners.
Right. They'll swap partners maybe. So
yeah,
my
yeah.
wife with your wife, et cetera. Or
wife swappers,
or a big
yep.
four-way, or who knows.
Or some people, only one person in the relationship is having sex with other people while the other person is just not interested in that.
Right. One person could be polyamorous or what is the other one?
Ethical non-monogamy. Yeah. And some people
there's a lot of terms
will
here.
Only do the swinging together. They'll only say we can have sex if we're together as a couple, whereas other people don't want to share that. They feel uncomfortable having sex in front of their partner. And so they go outside of the home. And that can even be a rule where they're like, we can't do this in our house, but we're allowed to date outside. And they get like hotel rooms or stay at the other people's place. So to be honest, it's a pretty complex world out there. But a lot of people are exploring it, you know.
Yeah, and that's why the commercial was interesting to me, because I'm like, how common is this really? And I actually researched a little bit for the show.
Okay.
And it showed in the survey, they showed around 5% of the population in the United States takes place in some sort of poly relationship. Let's just say poly is the broad word where you're bringing other people into your relationship. 5%. And another 20 to 30% were actually curious about it or had previously done it. The previous was closer to like 3%.
I can even tell you a typical age range when people consider it is around 35 to 45, 50.
Yep.
And it's part of that is because women do reach their sexual peak at 35. Yep. But another part of it, I think, has to do with that life cycle transition.
Out.
The kids are getting a little older and people get a little more restless around that age. That's when midlife crises tend to happen.
Yeah.
And I think people are wanting more.
You're saying when things fall apart, people do impulsive things? Never.
Well, and let's talk about why some people explore polyamory. Mm-hmm. I think polyamory is meant to be a consensual version of being able to have sex with other partners, whereas an affair is not consensual.
Non-consensual.
And it's unethical. And so some people are trying to make an educated choice to explore outside of their marriages and talk very openly with their partners about this situation.
So if a couple wanted to explore that, what are some way, what is a good time to do it and when is a bad time to do it? So like if you're having marriage problems,
bad time.
Is that a good time to seek out other partners?
Bad time. Because you may just make it worse.
Yeah. To me, that seems like a time like somebody's reaching out for a way to get out of the marriage. So how do you know if that's what your partner's trying to do or if they're trying to explore their sexuality?
Well, I mean, there could be a lot of there could be a lot of factors in the relationship that contribute to that. So like it's shaky. It's dicey is the answer, because on the one hand, sometimes something bad has happened or people have had a midlife crisis and they're suddenly wanting to explore what else is out there.
And then they can regret it.
But that's why I don't think that couples should be having real serious problems when they first explore it. I think they can talk about it and they need to get really honest and upfront with each other about their interests. But until their relationship is a little bit on safer grounds, they really shouldn't act on anything.
Yeah.
And actually, this goes back to being able to talk about sex in general. Some couples don't even have conversations about their interests and desires sexually.
It blows my mind that people don't talk about sex. Because I have to say, there's a lot going on when you're like, you're just squatting and you're thrusting and you're putting your foot up here and you're like, does, you know,
does
you're
this
rubbing
work?
This. I mean, you need to be able to communicate both before and during sex so you can tell them, this feels good. This doesn't feel good. I might like it if you would do this. Or that hurts. Don't do that ever again. Or that hurts a little bit. Maybe do it a little bit more.
And you need to be able to talk between sex. And so like you said, before and during, but sometimes even people limit it to that, and that's not the best time to logically consider what your sexual options are.
During sex?
During sex, you're a little more horny turned on. So you may be open to things during sex and fantasies during sex that you wouldn't be. Just give it a day or two where you're kind of like not in the mood and you think about it. You're like, I don't know how I feel about you having sex with that guy over there.
I'm not going to have sex with that guy.
Why are you having sex right now? This is inappropriate.
You're actually pointing at a wall. I know. But that wall looks really hot right now.
What? Well, why are you wearing that wall?
I mean, look at what he was wearing. It's like tan. Paint.
I know. We have a great tan wall that we're playing with here, but whatever. Yeah. The point is, though,
I know
people, when they're exploring
this. Oh, don't touch me, wall. How dare you?
When people are exploring poly or any other thing that's sexually kinky, they really need to be able to talk about it outside of the sexual experience. Yes, and safety
and
security is important.
You want to feel safe in your relationship and the strength of your relationship, you'd say.
And if you don't know how to have the conversation, you could see me in therapy because I help quite a few people talk through this.
What's the name of your practice?
Oh, it's called St. Louis Marriage Therapy, and the website is www.therapistinst.louis.com.
Oh, yeah. And where's your office?
It's off 270 in Manchester.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but I mean, like, because sometimes you don't know what to say and you don't know what to consider. So you can talk to somebody or you can research online.
Oh, the internet?
The
is
internet.
Not just for porn?
And actually, I wouldn't only use porn as a means to research.
Oh, no. That's the worst thing. Honestly, I think a lot of young men learn a lot about sex through pornography.
Oh, they absolutely
but
do.
I think you should use it more as a guideline for these are some things you can do, but still talk to your partner about that what they want.
Exactly. Because porn doesn't teach people how to actually get into those situations. You may see a group orgy happening, but you don't see the conversation before where the couple is like, should we have this orgy?
Like, how many dicks should be raining down upon my face in this orgy? I don't know. Maybe 7.
How many dicks can fit in a mouth? I don't know.
3.
3?
I've counted.
Well, there you have it, folks. You can fit 3 penises in your mouth. No more, no less.
No less. That's great. So I was actually really surprised when I saw the statistics on it. Like it's a secretive kind of counterculture a little bit. Like people don't like to be openly polyamorous because there's a big taboo about it. And if you're only 5% of the population, you are a minority.
That's probably where that guilty, not guilty thing came
guilty,
with
not
that commercial.
That's what caught my eye is that it wasn't just a threesome. It was guilty, not guilty. So they feel a little guilty in what they're doing, but they don't feel guilty because everybody there is consenting.
Yeah.
And I think the only guilt that comes in is things that have been kind of coded into your head by religion and other people's ethics, when in reality, your own sexuality is your own choice.
Well, and I think, you know, going back to that guilty, not guilty, there are quite a few times that, like, there's things people have to think about, right? Like, so who am I going to tell and who am I not going to tell? If you feel shameful.
Tell no one.
Well, like, say you are polyamorous. Mm-hmm. Some people are so out that they, like, broadcast it. They're like, yep, we are openly poly, and even their children know it,
I don't
example.
Think I've ever met anybody at all.
I've met people who are openly, but I'm in the sex therapy field, so of course people are going to be more open sexually in my field. But, like, who do you tell? Who do you not tell? Do your friends get to know? Does your family get to know? How do they feel about this?
Yeah.
Do you bring like, in certain poly couples, they'll bring the other partner to, like, Christmas family functions. And in other situations.
So you'd be at Thanksgiving dinner. It's like, Mom, Dad, this is our slave. Say hello.
They're collared.
Like, you can't hear him because he's gagged.
He's got a ball gag.
He's got a ball gag, of course.
They're like, it's good to meet you, Steve.
It's like, do you want the turkey on me while you cut it? Oh, yeah. Cut it good.
Cut it good. No.
I'll mash your potatoes.
That's called innuendo in case you want to learn to flirt.
Oh, yeah. I'll put it in your endo.
Josh is great at innuendo in case you didn't notice.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, like, who do you tell? You know, like, and how do you have that conversation? Yeah.
And people are blabbermouths. So the reality is if you tell anybody who is not a part of the lifestyle, you may end up having told all your friends and family, because people love to gossip. You give them a piece of media information and they just can't wait. They'll find somebody to tell within the first hour, I swear. Some people are just immediately tell.
And I think a good place to start might be online forums, the communities where people are at least talking about it initially.
Right.
Do it as
and
a
not,
couple.
And I would say not even just the fun side of it. You got to look at
the logical
what
side,
people
practical
have
side.
Regretted. what people have gone through when they got into it and what mistakes they made. I actually found an interesting article.
Okay.
It was about a feminist who wrote it, who's talking about the mistakes she made when she first got into
what were some mistakes? I'm really interested.
I don't have it with me right now, but one thing that I remember was that she said she assumed everybody in that community was very forward-thinking, very liberal, because they're in a poly relationship. But in the reality, she said, you have to be careful. Some of them are very on the other side and very conservative and sometimes abusive. I mean, not conservatives are not abusive. I'm just saying these are the different types of people she ran into.
There's a variety of people in that community, just like there's a variety of people in any community.
You have to not assume everybody's a good guy like you. And,
yeah.
But the reality is everybody considers themselves a good guy, so they're not going to tell you. Hitler thought he was helping everybody.
Oh, God. He was such a terrible person.
And that's a good point to end the show.
Well, let me put in my plug. So please like, subscribe, share. You like this podcast, we're trying to develop our audience, of course. And we're always open to feedback, too. So if you have any ideas for shows, please feel free to connect on Facebook and message.
And please leave a comment. Tell us what you liked, what you didn't like. Like, did I yell too much? We would love to know.
Did you like the dicks in the mouth joke?
Yeah. Well, or the rain, how many dicks needed to be raining down upon you?
But with that being said, also, if ever you need therapy, you're more than welcome to come to my website, www.therapistinst.louis.com. And I'm more than happy to help you out and explore poly if that's important to you.
And I'd just like to say, talk to your partner. Because a lot of times, people are more interested in things more than you know. You never know. It's like, what?
And no one's half the battle.
You really like using salmon during sexes too, as
I had no idea.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.